Hey everybody, welcome to Michelle Is Money Hungry. I'm your host, Michelle Jackson, helping financially single women improve their financial lives one conversation at a time. Today's episode is sponsored by the Money on the Mountain Financial Retreat, a retreat for financially single women. It will be held in Denver, Colorado this October. If you'd like more information, make sure you go to michelleismoneyhungry.com/retreat. So today's episode is going to be a little woo-woo and a little not long. It's going to be a short one. And I wanted to kind of share something that caught me off guard. Yeah. So for the past almost seven years. Oh my God, it's been forever. I have been on a debt repayment journey and it's been really challenging. Going into self-employment complicated it. But I've paid off thousands of dollars in debt and became self-employed, became an entrepreneur, created products and things like that. And there were a couple of things that caught me off guard recently, in particular because 2018 was just so intense, so real. Oh my God, it was so intense. And I thought that it was something worth talking about and kind of reflecting on and sharing with other people because it might be helpful to you. It might be inspiring and it might give you some food for thought. So I remember when I first started working on my debt and just feeling so overwhelmed, so incredibly overwhelmed. I had probably, I don't even know, like to this day, I really don't know how many debts I paid off. I will be going through a process this year of looking back and figuring it all out because now I'm at the last $5,600, not including my student loans. But when you consider that I was dealing with, I don't even know, like probably 30 creditors easily at one time, and now I am down to 5, not including student loans, it's a huge difference. I can't even begin to explain how different it is. And you may have heard previous episodes towards the end of the year when I just was so frustrated. I was like, I'm so tired and I just have this small amount to go and I can't do it anymore. Like it wasn't that I was quitting. It was just energetically, I have the energy to do it. At the end of last year, I went to Sense Positive. I won a scholarship to attend and I was able to go there and stay there. And it was just amazing. It was held here in Denver, but it was kind of held far from my home. So I was super thankful to benefit from the scholarship option that they had for that retreat. I highly recommend it. By the way, that's why I have scholarships for my retreat. I will be sharing a podcast episode with Cassandra Desant, who is the sponsor of one of those scholarships. I'm super excited to share that conversation and also to share Cassandra with you guys as well. But anywho, I just remember needing fresh energy and needing positivity and needing people to be like, you can do this. Because honestly, paying off debt, being an entrepreneur, like trying to manage all of these things when you're single, when you're on your own, it's really hard. It's hard regardless of what your situation is, but it's especially hard when you don't have someone to kind of bounce ideas off of, you know, like when you're at home and you just want to share things and share the journey and that doesn't happen. Now, I will say I have the world's best mastermind group. I love those ladies. They're like my sisters from another mister. We've been meeting for years. They're incredible people. And without them, I would not be where I'm at today. But I'm going to tell you that when you're going through long-term debt repayment and changing your financial life and changing how you think about money and how you think about yourself and what you think about in terms of what you feel you deserve, it's hard. And I remember sharing a podcast episode saying, you know, I'm so tired and I'm so frustrated. I want to get this last little bit paid off. And, you know, I was especially frustrated because like my book sales had, you know, like they dipped, they'd been doing so well. And I come to find out that's like not unusual at that time of year. And my course sales had dipped and like just all these things had kind of happened. And I was just tired. And I was laying there on my bed because I couldn't really walk because I threw my back out. And I threw my back out on Thanksgiving, and it literally took a month to recover from it. It was the scariest thing I'd ever experienced. But I believe that my body was talking to me, and it was like, you need to rest. You need to rest before you start the next phase. So now I'm finding myself thinking, oh my God, I feel so much more energized. I feel great. I'm able to manage like what's going on. I'm getting things done. The books are picking up in terms of sales. Like all of a sudden, everything that had been feeling so hard or challenging or whatever was going on feels so easy. And it wasn't just the debt repayment. It was entrepreneurship. It was just life in general and managing situations. And that surprised me because I realized how hard things were before. And if you are in the middle of debt repayment or trying to earn more and trying to believe that you can and just trying to better your life, keep trying. But there's just going to be moments when you have to rest. You just do. You can't give from an empty well. You can't fuel yourself if you're empty. You just can't. And I had ignored the signs. Once you throw your back out though and you can't walk, that's pretty obvious. Like you just, it's just nothing's going to happen. And so I wanted to remind you that as you're learning how to side hustle, earn more, think with positivity, believe in yourself. That's an ongoing process. Like every single day I have to work on affirmations. I have to think about how much I want to earn. I have to think about the things that I need to do each day. And when I slip in that practice, that makes everything kind of like stop. And it just messes things up when I'm not focused on mindset. So somewhat rambling, short episode, but my point is this: keep trying. Rest when you need to, get back up, never quit. If you quit, that's where things go wrong. But you just might have to take a break. You might just have to take a breather. Just sometimes that's just what has to happen. So anyway, I hope you're having a great day. I hope you had a fairly uneventful spring forward. I may have been a little grumpy today. I was grumpy. I was tired because ironically, I got basically no sleep because the neighbor's dog upstairs was barking like crazy. So basically I decided to listen to Amy Porterfield's podcast, and that was great. So I listened to three different episodes. They're kind of long. So that tells you how long that dog was barking. And then I had an event that I attended at 6:30 in the morning. So I basically was a grump today. But anyway, I hope you're having a great day. Hope all is going well. And keep trying is what I want to say to you. Rest and then keep going at it.